the Triple M Grill Team.
Yeah, within 3 months of announcing a ban on the greyhound racing industry in this state, Premier Mike Baird has now reversed that decision. Calling a press conference yesterday, Mike Baird's had this to say about the decision.
We got it wrong. I got it wrong. The cabinet got it wrong. The government got it wrong. I'm sorry.
Yeah, look, and everything's been divided on his decision. On the line we have the Premier Mike Baird. Morning, Mike. Thanks for joining the grill team, mate.
Morning, guys.
Mate, let me cut to the chase. Mr. Premier, you were photographed walking into or out of broadcaster Alan Jones's abode. And I suppose the question on most people's lips this morning is Alan Jones or Mike Baird running New South Wales?
Well, I've got that job, and look, part of my job is to meet with all types of people. Obviously, I've got individual constituents. I meet with on a regular basis, stakeholders, people across the state. Yes, I meet with media. I'm meeting with the CEO of the ABC in a couple of weeks. It's part of what I do. But importantly, the number one thing I do is actually listen to the community. And that's what we had in relation to the decision yesterday. Yes, we made a decision. We thought that was the right thing to do. And stamping out animal cruelty, it had to happen. We thought shutting down the industry was the response. But as we heard and listened to the community across all parts of New South Wales, I was saying, look, we share that horror, but surely you can give the industry one last chance to reform. And we heard that and responded to that. So the decision that I made together with Cabinet and Government, I think, is the right one, and it reflects the will of the people of this state.
The right one for the people of the state, or the right one for re-election for Mike Baird, Premier?
Well, look, guys, I think you kind of know me well enough now that, you know, I'm prepared to do what I think is right for the long-term good of the state. And that's not about trying to get re-elected. It's about trying to use this opportunity to do the right things. And like before the last election, I put forward that lease of the poles and wires, which had always been so unpopular. But I knew that if we did that, we would have an opportunity to build $20 billion worth of infrastructure that otherwise we wouldn't. So that's additional roads and rail and schools and hospitals and sporting facilities that otherwise we just look at waiting for, but we're delivering it. So being prepared to do that, I think people have a sense I'm prepared to do what I think is right, what our cabinet and government think is right, rather than just take policy decisions about re-election. And, you know, yesterday, as you rightly said, I mean, there's people upset with it. But on balance, I think it was the right thing to do.
See, if I oppose the WestConnex and I oppose lockout laws, what you're telling me is, and what I go and tell all my mates and people of similar opinion, if we exert enough pressure on this bloke, he's going to fold on his convictions.
Well, I don't think that's right at all, because my convictions on the greyhound issue was against animal cruelty. Now, the path to get rid of it, yes, that changed, but there's no going back on ensuring we don't see those scenes repeated. Now, the industry have made a number of commitments that they can stamp it out themselves. Well, good, and we'll make sure that the regulation and enforcement of powers are there. And in terms of overall decisions, I think, you know, the people of the state have seen me for long enough. I've been almost 10 years in public office. They've got a long track record. Days like yesterday are very rare, but it's also important because, you know, I think the feedback we received was so comprehensive on wanting to give a last chance to the industry that we responded. But I think, you know, people can see over a long period of time, I want to try and do what I think is right together with my cabinet and government. And obviously, at the same time, we listen, and we listened on that one.